I'm sending out a huge, huge thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of Raw History by Nathan Eisted. Is there something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals? Now, if you've listened to one or two episodes of Raw History, I know you can tell when BetterHelp has helped. And I do really use their services, so I believe in this. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist, and you can start communicating within 48 hours. Now, this is not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It is professional counseling done securely online. And there's a broad range of expertise in BetterHelp's 15,000 plus counselor network, which may not be locally available in many areas. And this service is available for clients worldwide. You can log into your account anytime and send a message to your counselor. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions, so you'll never have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room as you do with traditional therapy. And I know we've all had that awkward stare one or two times. You know what I'm talking about? BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they will make it easy and free to change your counselor if needed. It's more affordable, trust me, than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. Visit betterhelp.com/rawhistory. That's betterhelp.com/rawhistory. And join the over 1 million people taking charge and talking about their mental health. And just for you, special Raw History listeners, I'm able to give you 10% off your first month by going to betterhelp.com/rawhistory. Hey guys, welcome back to season 4 of Raw History. It has been a long time coming. And if you guys remember, at the end of season 3, we just hit 100,000 unique listeners. There's no words to even describe how absolutely mind blown I am that at this time we have reached over 200,000 unique listeners all around the world. To me, that is humongous. I know to some people that's like, oh, 200,000. Regardless, that's a lot of people, and that's unique people. So there could be more listening, but if they've already listened to an episode, it doesn't count as a unique listen. So we're at over 200. I think it was 207,000 people when I last looked. So I'm sure you guys are wondering, what have I been up to since season 3 ended? And let me tell you, there's been a lot of things that I have been going through, both mentally and physically, and a lot of good, you know, but there's also been some scares, and there's been some eye-opening moments, and there's been some, you know, really dark times that I've experienced, and I definitely will be touching on all of that on, you know, season 4, so I don't want to bombard you with too much, but I really also want to ask you guys, have you guys been following the Free Britney movement? As of today, she officially has the power to hire her own attorney, in which she has. He has represented Sean Penn, a bunch of other people, and I believe that he was quoted to be, like, cutthroat. So hopefully that is a plus in Britney's favor. I've been following this since day one. I think that is absolutely disgusting what they are doing to her. She is an adult. She is making millions of dollars for everyone but herself. And she's paying all of this money for legal fees and stuff for her father and for everyone else involved in the conservatorship. And it's like, what? It's her money. She worked for it. Why is she having to pay for her father's media bills? Why does he even have media bills? I don't know. But if you guys are interested, I would love to do a separate episode on the whole Free Britney movement, because y'all know I love Britney. So, I'll start by saying that I mentioned earlier that there was a health scare. Now, if you guys don't know, I'm gay. Hi. I currently am single. I'm not seeing anyone. I'm not talking to anyone. We'll get into that a little bit later, but I did have a little bit of a scare where I was having adult relations with somebody, and I can't blame anybody but myself. This is a decision that I made. I chose to sleep with this person unprotected, and I'm not on PrEP, so I knew the risks. I knew that there was something that could possibly happen. I didn't really think that anything would, but I was at work one day, and I got a phone call from this person, and they'd asked if I was alone, and if I could step away for a moment to talk, and I reiterated the fact that I'm at work, I can't really talk, but I could tell in his voice that there was something that he really needed to tell me, and he informed me that he got tested, and in fact tested positive for HIV. My whole world just felt like it collapsed. Not just for me, but for this person. Because genuinely, in my opinion, I feel like this person is a really good person. Have they made mistakes? Absolutely. Who hasn't? But in general, I do believe that this person is a very good person. And I don't think that anybody deserves, to have to face that alone. So It was conflicting for me because I was terrified for myself. I was terrified for that person. I was terrified for, my results and what that meant for me. And the thing that really got me the most was if I was positive, I would never be able to have children. And that to me was one of the hardest things. And then I already am the most picky person when it comes to a relationship. So now, add me being super picky on top of that, and now having to tell somebody that I have HIV, that I might as well just put up the flag and just say, all right, I'm done. No more dating for me. I did take a test. I took it was in the window of where, it was very possible to have a false positive. It was just a test that I purchased at a pharmacy. It was not through a healthcare provider or anything like that. So there was a bunch of factors that could have actually come into play with the reason that I did get a false positive. Long story short, a couple days later, I did get a phone call from someone with New York State Department of Health, and she did inform me that I, in fact, did come in contact with someone who is HIV positive and wanted to schedule a time where she could come to my home and do a rapid test. We scheduled it out so it would be long enough after the last time that person and I had any interaction. And the waiting process was just, it was exhausting. It was terrifying. I couldn't sleep. I wasn't eating. I was pulling away from things that I found important, including the podcast. And now, mind you, while all of this is going on, I have one of the biggest, most exciting things that has happened with this podcast being sponsored by BetterHelp. So I have all of this amazing stuff going on, but yet I'm still terrified and not eating and not sleeping and super depressed and just so sad and scared for what might be my future. Long story short, it took about a week. I did get the letter in the mail stating that I am negative. So before everyone wants to run around and say, oh, well, Nathan did a podcast saying that he had a false positive and he slept with someone with HIV, I am HIV negative. I don't owe receipts, but I do have them. And it's just, it really instilled in my brain the values that I've already had. And I know that people, it would have been different had he known that he had HIV and we slept together and he didn't tell me, but I know without any doubt he had no idea. And I made a promise to him that I will always be there as a friend. There were some conditions, things that, had to be followed. And again, I'm being very vague with the situation because I don't want to put this person out on blast. It's not my place to, to do so. And I know that he would never do that to me. So there's nothing but respect for that person. I know that it was not, intentional. And as of right now, he's doing amazing. He's doing really well. I don't want to say it's a blessing in disguise, but in a way, it's kind of a blessing in disguise because, he was really going down a bad path of, depression and just spiraling out of control. And, since receiving the news of him being positive, he has, had that extra push to keep going, to better his health and to better his mental health. And, he's working full time now. He's getting his own place. He's really, really showing that, life is precious and it's very important to take life seriously, especially when you're handed news like that. So there was that. So all of that was going on in the meantime. I have also been in contact with my father, which has been so amazing. If you guys aren't aware, for no reason other than my own selfishness and fear of being hurt, my father has lung cancer, if you don't know, and I moved back to Buffalo to be with him and help take care of him, and it just wasn't working as far as I'm a worrywart. I worry about everything. I am always constantly, while I was there, I was always checking on him every 5 seconds. If I heard a weird noise, I would ask if he was okay, and I think it just got to be too much for the both of us, so we both kind of collectively decided that it would be best if I did not stay there, but still helped when needed, and that was, for me, probably not the best thing to do, because I distance myself and pull myself away from things when I don't want to deal with them, or I don't want to accept the fact that that is the case, or, I just really pull myself away and I run. And I, on Father's Day, reached out to my father because he is the most important person in my life. I've always called him my hero. I've always looked up to him. He's always been my biggest inspiration to just keep going. And it really hurt me not to be around him and talk to him. I'm getting emotional. I reached out to him and we've been talking. He's been doing, really well. The heat, we've been having a heat wave here in New York, and that's kind of been messing with his breathing a little bit, but other than that, he's doing pretty well, and it's just really good to be in contact with him again, and I definitely plan on going to see him. Also, another amazing and important thing to mention about today's date, and as to why I chose today to start season 4. Today would have been my mother's birthday. Her birthday was July 16th, and she passed away on Halloween of 2011, and it was really hard for me. And every year, I never know what type of emotion I'm going to feel, whether it be on her birthday or Halloween or even my birthday, because one thing that if anybody knew my mom, they knew that I was, the number one. I'll never forget, actually, almost every year for my birthday, I post what she sent to me on my birthday, which was at 8:55 p.m. Look up at the stars. The brightest one you see is me. I'm paraphrasing. I'm not saying it verbatim, but because I was born at 8:55 p.m. And, it was just a really kind of haunting message at the hindsight, but and that was the last birthday that she was alive for me. So today is my mom's birthday, so this is a very special day for me, and this episode is actually dedicated to my mom, and I know that she's watching down, and I know for a fact that if she were still here, she would be advocating and pushing and promoting Raw History like it was her job. So, Mom, I love you, and I hope that I'm making you proud, and I hope that you are at peace, and you're pain-free, and you are officially and finally that butterfly in heaven that you've always, dreamt of. Now, also, another thing that happened while this break of Raw History from season 3 to 4, I took a little trip to Florida to kind of just clear my mind. This was right after I had got the news that he had tested positive and that I possibly could be positive, and I needed to get away. So I went to Florida. I met up with my friend Steven, and which I have known for about 2 years. We actually met on a platform called YouNow. It's a live streaming service. Nothing, sexual or anything like that. It's just a group of people, and we actually had a group of people that would come on every single day to my show, and we would just talk about, hot topics or just random things for hours and hours and hours. I remember one night we streamed for, I want to say, 13 hours or something ridiculous, and we just grew really close, and it was really awesome to be able to finally meet him. It was for his birthday, and it was awesome. It was really cool to be able to finally meet him. I got to meet his family, his friends. We went to an escape room, and unfortunately it rained every single day that I was there, except the last day. Thankfully I had a evening flight. So I did get to go to the beach. We went to Clearwater Beach. I got to swim in the ocean. If you guys know anything about me, I used to have a segment called Moment to Reflect on my YouTube channel where I would go to Coney Island almost, every time I did Moment to Reflect, pretty much I was at Coney Island. There's just something about water, the ocean, and the sounds and just the smell and just everything about it that just calms me and puts me in a very tranquil and really centers me. So that's really all I wanted to do that whole entire trip, was just go to the beach, and I'm so thankful that I was able to do so. I'll talk about that whole situation and what happened between Steven and I after on another episode, but I'm just trying to really catch you guys up on what has been going on with me. And there's definitely been a lot of ups and downs, like I said, and it's definitely been a lot of things that I've learned about myself, things that I have learned that I've been pushing away that I didn't really want to accept or talk about or even really acknowledge that it was real. And I really think that that's something that needed to be done, and everything definitely happens for a reason. And I've definitely learned a lot about myself and a lot about my friends or my people that I classified as friends. My circle has gotten even smaller. Certain family members actually have, really stepped up since finding out that, I potentially was HIV positive, and that was really hard to get out. And I didn't want to tell my whole family. I only told a couple of people, I didn't want to scare anybody. So the people that I chose to tell were people that I knew wouldn't, fly off the handle and be like, oh my gosh, you're gonna die, and, think the worst. Thankfully, those people are, still around, and we have, rekindled that relationship that is constantly up and down with my family. But it's good to know that at the end of the day, regardless of whatever is said, whatever is done, my family is my family, and I love them dearly, and I know that they love me just as much, if not more. So, while all of this was going on, I have also been utilizing BetterHelp. Now, I know that I said this in the beginning, BetterHelp has sponsored Raw History. It is an official thing, and I definitely am so thankful that they have offered me the ability to give you guys 10% off your first month. So if you guys go to BetterHelp.com/rawhistory, you'll receive 10% off your first month. I think that's amazing. I will never, ever, ever put my name or brand on another company's name or brand if I myself don't believe in it, know that it works, or find it beneficial for others. And BetterHelp has 100% helped me. If you want more information about that, there was an ad I'm sure you've already heard. You can head over to my Instagram And I wanted to let you guys know because of season 4, I will be giving away one free week to BetterHelp. All you have to do is take a screenshot of this episode, listening to it at this point, DM it to me or email it to me. All the information will be in the description, and I will pick one person to receive one free week. Now, not only that, but I will be giving away, out of my own pocket, one free month to the first person who sends me the screenshot of the podcast, of this episode. So that is super, super exciting. So there's two prizes. The very first person will receive 1 month, and then a random person will be selected at random to receive a free week. So if that's something that you might be interested in, make sure that you go ahead, take a screenshot of this moment at this point, send it to me, and you could possibly be the winner of the week or month at BetterHelp. So that is all I have for this episode, but I promise you this season is going to be getting deep. I'm going to be talking about things that I have never spoke about before personally, some things that even my best friends don't even know about me, and I really want this episode to allow you to realize that we are all human. We all make mistakes, we all make choices in the heat of a moment, and we all have to be held accountable for that moment. So I own up to my mistakes. I know when I've done wrong. And I don't blame anybody for things that I have done to myself. And that's really important that some people acknowledge. Because not a lot of people, some people don't do that. So season 4 is going to be epic, I promise you. I also have a huge announcement that's coming up probably towards the end of the season. I don't want to give away too much information just in case it doesn't go through, but fingers crossed, everything will go as planned, and it's huge, like humongous. I love you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode, and I hope that you guys check out BetterHelp. And let me know how you feel about the whole Free Britney thing. And we'll see you again on episode 2. BetterHelp is the largest online counseling platform worldwide. They've completely changed the way people have access to help while facing life's challenges by providing convenient, discreet, and affordable access to a licensed therapist. BetterHelp makes professional counseling available to you anytime, anywhere, all through your computer, tablet, or smartphone. BetterHelp may be right for you if you're looking to improve the quality of your life. Whenever there's anything that interferes with your happiness or prevents you from achieving your goals, BetterHelp may be able to help you. They have counselors who are specialized in specific issues such as stress, anxiety, relationships, parenting, depression, addictions, eating, sleeping, trauma, anger, family conflicts, LGBT matters, grief, religion, self-esteem, and so much more. Now, by this point, you're probably saying to yourself, all right, this sounds way too good to be true. And if it is true, it has to cost a fortune. Well, I myself, as a person who utilizes BetterHelp, can tell you that's not true. Prior to BetterHelp, I was seeing a counselor here in New York, and each session was $700 for 1 hour. The cost of counseling through BetterHelp ranges from $60 to $90 per week, and that's billed every 4 weeks. It's based on your location, preferences, and therapist availability. You can always cancel your membership at any time for any reason. They even offer special arrangements for those who live in a low-income household or have been affected financially by the COVID-19 pandemic. If this sounds like something that you'd be interested in, head over to betterhelp.com/rawhistory and start the process of a better tomorrow today.
Hey guys, real quick announcement. Just so you know, you can now call us toll-free to schedule an interview. If you'd like to sponsor us or if you just have any general questions, call 866-RWHSTRY.